This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter. A record 7 Texas schools made the NCAA's men basketball tournament. Second and third round games are in Dallas, and the big finish, the Final Four, is in San Antonio. The state's also hosting 9 games in the women's tournament. One of the most intriguing storylines is TCU. Brian Estrich is the play-by-play voice of the Horned Frogs. We caught up with him on the line from the arena in Detroit, where TCU will play its first NCAA tournament game in 20 years tonight. Brian Estrich, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Rick, thank you.
You started calling games in Fort Worth in 1998, the same year TCU last appeared in the NCAA tournament. Did you ever feel like you were a curse?
I felt that way until last weekend, yes, until TCU did qualify again for the tournament. Yeah, after year 10, I was concerned, after one decade, if it would ever happen. And then with the emergence of Jamie Dixon as a bona fide candidate to return to TCU as the head coach, I thought there might be a possibility. I had no idea that it would happen in 2 years, though, as Jamie Dixon returned to his alma mater after being at Pitt and leading them to, well, the most successful program in the Big East in a 10-year period. I thought, is he really going to come? And he does come to TCU, and then 2 years later, back in the NCAA tournament, go the Horned Frogs, and we return, as we said, 20 years later.
I got to think the players must be pretty pumped at this point. What are they telling you?
I think that might be an understatement, Rick, to be honest with you. They're ecstatic. And you think about the players who made a commitment to come to TCU to play and the fact that they did that based on a team that didn't have any track record, that had no real history of being in postseason, and yet they bought into what Jamie Dixon was selling. And last year he takes them to the NIT and they win the NIT championship. And then this year it pays off with the NCAA tournament.
Now TCU is one of a record 7 Texas teams that made the tournament this year. Why do you think there's so many?
I think the way high school basketball has changed over the last decade in the state of Texas is phenomenal. And I don't mean this as a slam or on anyone or any program over the years, but I think prior to that, you had assistant football coaches coaching basketball to get them through. And now I think there's been a real emphasis on the sport of basketball in the state of Texas. It's probably a little over-recruited as far as basketball is concerned because there's so many athletes in the state. But you look at especially the metro areas of Dallas and Houston and how successful those programs have been in playing basketball. I think that's where you point to, is the high school level has really made a difference when it comes to college basketball. And let's face it, it is a sports crazy state, so they love a winner. And when you've got winners in college basketball, that's a good thing.
Speaking of Houston, I'm fascinated by Texas Southern. It's a historically black university that started the season with 13 straight losses. And Wednesday night, the Tigers won their first ever tournament game. What's behind that?
I think Mike Davis is genius. He's the head coach there at Texas Southern. He used to be the head coach at Indiana, was also the head man at UAB. And I think he decided, you know what? Hey, we're an underfunded program. What we'll do is we'll go and play the big boys. We'll go play the powerhouse teams, let them give us a guarantee of cash to play them. We'll use that to fund our program. And this was very strategic on his part, it'll get us tougher and ready for our conference play. Once the SWAC conference tournament comes around, they'll be ready for it, and it's paid off for him the last couple of years. I was really excited that they beat North Carolina Central. I hope Mike Davis finds a way to win another one in the tournament.
All this ends up in San Antonio at the end of the month. It'll be the 5th Final Four in Texas in the last decade. Why has the state become such a go-to place for the Final Four?
I think the climate obviously helps. Folks love going to San Antonio and Houston and Dallas on a good day in March and April. I think they love the fact that they can do more than just go to the games, that there are other tourist events around those. But I think also it's just the fact that, you know, you've got a sports-crazy place that folks are going to turn out in big numbers, and the NCAA loves to be a part of that. And so that's why college basketball has found a second home, if you will, in the state of Texas.
Brian Estrich will be calling tonight's TCU game in Detroit. Thanks for taking the time.
Rick, my pleasure. Thank you.